Our scripture reading this morning is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 31. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot would say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear would say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I have no need of you," nor again the head to the feet, "I have no need of you." On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and those members of the body that we think less honorable we clothe with greater honor, and our less respectable members are treated with greater respect, whereas our more respectable members do not need this. But God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then deeds of power, then gifts of healing, forms of assistance, forms of leadership, various kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do we all work miracles? Do all possess gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? But strive for the greater gifts, and I will show you a still more excellent way. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Father in Christ, for sharing those words of truth that can be trusted. Thank you, my friend. Would you join with me in prayer now? Lord, your word is alive. We simply say, fill us. Speak to us. Remind us of what you would have us remember. Encourage us to follow the way that you would lead. And it's in the name of Christ, our risen Savior, that we pray. Amen. There was a television show that used to be on called Star Trek: The Next Generation. Did anybody watch this? Anybody a science fiction fan? Okay. Star Trek: The Next Generation. And there were a number of episodes that were involving an organism called the Borg. B-O-R-G. The Borg. And let me describe briefly to you the Borg. The Borg were individuals that had been brought in and then literally hardwired into one another, connected into one another, so that as they worked together, and it was this big cube, or it looked like a big cube, if I'm remembering it correctly, this big organism of all these people or all these life forms working together, they were stronger as they worked together. However, they lost their individual identity. They lost their personality and what made them unique. Paul is speaking to us once again today. Certainly, he wrote to the church at Corinth. a church that was in trouble. But he writes to every church today, every time his words are uttered, considered, pondered, prayed over. And he says, you are called to be something much larger than just yourself. You are called to be God's church in the world. Because when you're God's church in the world, wonderful, surprising, amazing things take place. Isn't it fun to be something, part of something that's amazing? That makes a difference? That is not just temporary, but actually builds on something eternal? That, my friends, is the call to us once again, this morning. To be what God intends for us. Not simply to be guided by our own agendas. Because as the church, it's no longer about me or you, it's about us as God's people working together. I'd mentioned last week that it struck me whenever I was looking at that scripture passage, which is the first part of the 12th chapter of the first letter of to the Corinthian church, and then at the second part of the 12th chapter, and then chapter 13, 1 Corinthians 13 is what we're going to be looking at next week, all about love. But that's the still more excellent way. I'm not going to jump ahead yet. You have to come back next Sunday to hear about that. Please. Paul was so Spirit-inspired and fed and was willing to follow how that Spirit was guiding him in these writings. And yet, he was writing at a very difficult time in his life personally and also at a difficult time in the life of the church corporately. Isn't that astounding? Growth and Holy Spirit power and transformation happen when we are being challenged or when we're going through difficult times. Now, we never pray for difficult times or pray for somebody else to go through difficult times unless they're the opposing team. But we can hold on to that truth. That's how God works. Some of the most eloquent, powerful, life-changing words in all of Scripture, and they came out of times of trouble. Something to be remembered in that. God doesn't give up on us, even when we're experiencing trouble or difficult times. Now, Paul uses some somewhat interesting illustrations in this Scripture and imagery, doesn't he? Uses the imagery of the body. And I'd like all of you to help me with this right now this morning, okay? I want, see this aisle right here? All of you over there, you know who I'm talking about? Do I got your attention? Okay. If anybody's nodded off next to you, wake him up and say, he wants us to do something, get ready. I want you, on my cue, just to go, A, can you do that for me? Practice it. A, okay, good. I want this group in the middle and the choir. You got it? Choir and this group in the middle and all of our brothers and sisters in Christ out there. Let's wave at them and say we love them. Good to see you guys. I want you to go, whenever I point to you, go, doot, 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 doot. Okay, like that. Can you do that? Doot, 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 doot. Doot, doot, doot. Oh, man, you guys are good. You're like a choir or something. Then I want this aisle over, and all you folks over here, okay? Okay, whenever I point to you, just go, yippee! Go ahead and do that. Yippee. Now you got to get that smile too, like you're a little bit crazy, okay? All right, we ready? Okay, on three.
Hey,
you guys. guys are good. Yeah. You're the body of Christ. Some of you are ears. Some of you are noses. Some of you are mouths. You see what Paul was doing there? He was saying that it all has to work together. He was saying that the body works together. Everything has its purpose. A little historical background here. Whenever people had used this argument in that era previously, it was to try to keep people in their place. Okay? In other words, those who had the power used this kind of argument to say, you who are on the lower rung of society, you have to stay there. You have to support us who are on the higher rung. So Paul, writing this to that group of individuals in that era, was saying something very revolutionary. He was turning it upside down. He was saying that everyone has an important place. Those who are on the lowest rung, or consider themselves on the lowest rung, or maybe society considers you on the lowest rung, and those who are in positions supposedly of grandeur or power. All of us are valued by God. All of us are seen as worthwhile by God. We might not all be humbled before God and doing what God wants us. Our attitudes might not be right. We might not be thinking the right things. Who knows? We might not even be coming to church for the right reasons. Not sure. But God is calling us to be part of His church. That, my friends, is a truth. That is, without a shadow of a doubt, what Paul is saying to us today. God is calling you to be His church. Now, whether you listen or not, that's up to you. There's a story of two individuals sitting at a Starbucks, sipping their candy bar in a cup. It's not really coffee, is it, really? There's actually no coffee in there. It's warmed sugar. Anyways, whipped topping. And they were sitting there and they were looking at a street sweeper. And the one individual knew the street sweeper, the other one didn't. And the one who didn't know the street sweeper said, with a little bit of disgust in his voice, I hope he doesn't stir up too much dust as we're sitting here. It's really enjoyable afternoon. And the other one responded, who knew him, and said, I really don't care how much dust he stirs up, because that street sweeper doing that sweeping is taking care of a necessary job. More so, I know that street sweeper's family. And because of his job and because of his diligence and showing up for work and doing a job that maybe nobody else wanted to do, because he did that year after year after year, he was able to put 3 children through college. How often it would help us before we pass a judgment on someone or put someone into a particular category to just stop and pray, close our mouths, and open our minds, and more so, our hearts. What Paul is saying here is that there is a responsibility as well. Whether you are an ear, you don't have to do it, or a nose, or a mouth, whatever other part of the body, there's a responsibility. For some of us, we are reminded of this whenever we see somebody's name listed in an obituary. Neil was a lifelong member of Gila Mountain United Methodist Church, and yet nobody at the church knew him. How are we participating in God's church? Paul doesn't just say, yes, you're valued wherever your place in the church is. Paul also says that participation is key. One of the things that I share with people who are joining the church is that you're not going to be going through membership classes. You're not going to have to jump through a lot of different hoops, but you will have to participate. Well, that's what we're encouraging you to do, to participate, to come to worship, to show up every Sunday, to participate in the other ways that God guides you, maybe in Bible study, maybe in other things that are going on. So Paul says that as well, but God also invites us, and he does it for a good reason. God wants to bless us. And what happens when we participate in the life of a church that is God-centered, Christ-inspired, Holy Spirit-filled? What happens? We are blessed, and we are filled, and we are sustained. And then, in our own personal private prayers, when no one else is listening, it's just us and God, we say, ah, I get it. You knew what was best all along, didn't you? That God is inviting you into deeper communing as his church today. That means a deeper connection with him, first of all, and then a deeper connection with one another. Whatever you think your place in the church is, don't be defined by that. Countless individuals have said to me, you know, somebody just came up and told me, thank you for the person that you are. Or thank you for blessing me, and I don't know what I did. That's God defining you. Know that it is God who defines you, not other people. And God sees you as his church. God sees you as his church. God sees you as those sharing the good news. God sees you as those loving. God sees you as those present out in the community. And God notices each and every one in his church as well. It's not like the Borg, where you're just some big mass and you lose your individuality or personality. You know, I found that there are quite a lot of interesting and colorful personalities here at Gila Mountain too, so I know that's a shock, and I love that, and I celebrate that. That's part of what makes us vibrant. Are you ready to renew your commitment as God's church in whatever way he guides? Ears? Noses? Mouths? Fantastic. You guys are sharp. I want you to take a few moments right now, as you hear the music play, just to simply say, Lord, however you're calling me to be part of your church, I'm ready. Here I am. And Lord, however you seek to fill me personally, as your child, I'm ready. Here I am.